just a second. I want to tell you, we posted a picture of her little bikini outfit she had on Sunday night, which obviously caused a lot of attention. She is all over the media now because of what she is wearing, because she looks like a naturally healthy female. By the way, we posted this. Nearly 40,000 shares on her Facebook page. Actually, I said that backwards. Nearly 40,000 likes on her Facebook page. 1,100 shares. Awesome stuff. This is what it's all about, Rachel.
It's so awesome. I just love the fact that so many girls think they have to be skin and bones, and she wasn't. She looks toned. She looks good.
Michaela, deal with this right now. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. How are you guys?
Good. You sound surprisingly awake for someone who has had such a long past couple weeks as you have.
You know, Rachel, I'm going off of pure adrenaline at the moment. I will crash, and it is going to be a hard crash here pretty quick.
Yeah,
one of those things. You'll be at some Asian restaurant, and all of a sudden, your face is going to be in the miso soup. And you're gonna be like, man, that's not a sexy look for Miss Indiana, okay?
You know what? I'll take it, though. As soon as I can get some rest, I'm going to take every advantage of it.
Yeah.
Michaela, deal with this right now. Miss Indiana, we want to say, first off, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. We do appreciate that.
No, thank you. It's an honor.
And we're so proud of you for what you accomplished the other night. You know, it's not easy doing that stuff. It's not easy doing pageants, although I know nothing about
right.
this.
No one wants to be on television in a swimsuit, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to be on TV at all.
And speaking of the swimsuit, are you kind of shocked at all the attention that you've been getting on Twitter and social media and in the news just because of the bikini you were wearing? Did you have any, I guess, expectations that something like that would happen?
Oh, good heavens, no. Not in a million years.
What does your Twitter timeline look like right now? Because I'm pretty sure it looks a lot more full of people, you know, commenting to you. I mean, I'm sure it's overwhelmingly positive, but what kind of things are you seeing?
Mostly positive. When it first happened, it was wonderful because I just had girls just kind of commenting. I'm glad, you know, there was a contestant that wasn't a bag of bones, and or you look like a normal girl, and or you looked healthy. And that was so positive because when it comes down to the end of the day, I didn't make the cut because of my swimsuit body. And that's hard for anybody, but I was prepared for that. And just to have that positive feedback. And now I have had a few negative comments here and there, but it's nothing that, I mean, when you expose yourself to that, you have to be ready for it. And I'm not letting it overshadow the positives.
When did you realize once you got off stage, or I guess probably after the show was over, that you were actually probably more popular than Miss Nevada who won the damn thing? When did you figure this out?
Oh, I didn't realize it until that next morning. I woke up and had breakfast, finally decided to attempt my social media networks, and it was overwhelmingly wonderful. I've been so excited.
And then she realized she had 20,000 notifications
right.
in her Twitter. I'm lucky to get freaking one notification in a day. She got like 20,000 in a night.
I know, that's crazy. And I mean, and what's interesting to me is it's like everyone is making a big deal, like, oh, you know, you stood out because she looks so different. I don't think so. I've been in the same room. I've stood next to you before, and I'm like, if that's curvy, I want to be curvy all day long. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's just staying active every day, Rachel, and making sure you don't splurge as much as you know you want to, and choose fruits and vegetables over desserts and bread.
So but you can get dessert now. The pageant's over, though. I'd be having dessert for a week.
I'm giving myself a week. I'm on sugar overload.
Miss Indiana, with this right now, Michaela Dill. So are you telling me that I should get honey buns out of my diet because I freaking love honey buns? Okay.
Those are terrible for you.
Hey, leave me alone. I know you have Miss Indiana in front of your name now, but I'm still going to eat my honey buns.
Either way,
Michaela Dill, seriously, we're so proud of you representing what a natural, healthy female is all about. Congratulations for really all that you did. And in a way, you might not have won, but you actually made maybe possibly a bigger impact than what she's doing, at least the first couple months. So.
She won the internet, so.
Yeah, she might have won the tiara. You won the freaking internet.
Making a difference is all I want, and if it's inspiring girls to be healthy, then that's the crown in the end for me.
Everyone, Miss Internet USA, Michaela Dill.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I think it has a nice ring to it, right?
I know.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.